All right. Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Speaking of that, there is a film festival called Veterans Journey Home, and this is at the Smith Rafael Film Center, and from Warrior Films. It'll begin on Veterans Day, Friday, and then also Saturday and Sunday. And filmmaker, director Frederick Marks join us. Of course, he did Hoop Dreams, which is a great movie, too. But this is a series of five films. Frederick, welcome to the program. How did this all come together, this whole idea?
Well, thanks so much for having me. You know, I'm not a veteran, although my dad was a World War II vet. But I was invited in 2005 to join a weekend workshop outside of Houston, Texas, called Vets Journey Home. And in fact, as it turned out, I was the only person there the whole weekend on staff or participating who was not a veteran. But they allowed an exception for me because they knew of some of my previous work. So anyway, that experience blew my mind and it opened my heart to the struggles that veterans can face in returning to successful civilian life. Most of these were Vietnam vets who were still suffering 30 years after the fact. So after that weekend, I started researching, educating myself more about veteran issues, and cut to 15 years later, and we started this project called Veterans Journey Home. Originally, it was only going to be one film that was going to be about 2 hours long, but as these things do, it grew and it morphed into five separate films. So we'll be showing them all this weekend, and they're all very different from each other, stylistically and story-wise, focusing on both men and women and different branches of the service, different stages of their return. But there is one common theme, and that is, what does it take for a veteran to successfully transition back into civilian life? And that's something we care very deeply about.
It's very, very well said. Let's talk about Friday. You will be there. Solutions, and you talked about the women on Black Mountain. Tell us about those two films, please.
Well, Solutions is the short 15-minute film that allowed me the opportunity to put all of my brilliant teachers on film and basically let them explain in their own words everything that I've learned in the last 15 or more years of study. So that is the film that basically provides the philosophical grounding for the whole five-film series. Now, On Black Mountain is a story of 22 women veterans who gathered together at a retreat center in Sonoma County, just north of San Francisco, about an hour, for a four-month meditation mindfulness-based retreat. And what we experience over the course of the story that we tell is these women coming from very bruised, very suspicious places toward each other into a really bonded sisterhood. And it's beautiful to witness.
On Saturday, Ben's story and Kalani's story. Ben's story about a paratrooper and sniper, and Kalani's story about a Marine captain. Tell us a little more, please.
Well, Ben's story, for me, is the perfect beginning point, in a way, for the whole series. Because Ben is still very much in that transition about how to construct a successful identity for him in civilian life. So we see him having all kinds of very typical conversations with others that vets often have, saying, where do I fit in? Where do I belong? And, you know, we see him eventually, by the end of his story, move toward a solution, and he actually finds that he bonds with horses, and he finds himself working with a horse training program in northern Wisconsin that allows for veterans to come to bond with the horses and also for young disabled children. So Kalani's story is very different. Kalani, we experience him as starting out homeless, suicidal. He actually attempted suicide 3 times before we started filming with him. And we see him go on a beautiful journey to reclaim his wholeness. For him, the pivotal shifting point comes when he joins a workshop called Healing Warrior Hearts in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and he bonds with other veterans, and he finds that being in circles of support of emotional authenticity, where he can actually share his deepest, darkest feelings, is a liberation for him. And so the end of the story is where he actually buys a camp outside of San Diego to house homeless veterans, which he himself once was, and he helps guide them back toward their own wholeness.
We're speaking with Frederick Marks about the Veterans Journey Home, which will begin at the Smith Rafael Film Center coming up here on Friday. Sunday, you'll conclude with Leaving It on the Land, an interesting movie about fasting.
Yes, it's a story of 12 veterans who are all suicidal, who come together for something like a Native American fasting ritual. It's similar to a so-called Vision Quest ceremony. So they gather in the desert of eastern Washington. They're there for 12 days, and in the middle of those 12 days, they go out on the land as individuals carrying only basically a sleeping bag, a tarp, and 4 gallons of water. And they find a place to bed down and call home for the next 4 days and nights. And they fast the entire time. And then when they come back after that, there's very, very skilled facilitators, elders, who listen to their stories very carefully and then mirror back to them the meaning of the experience that they might have had, all their interactions with animals and birds, all of the challenges that they faced with the brutalizing sun and the dark, cold nights, etc. And so it's a beautiful story of transformation that points the way forward for really all veterans to in effect, be models for us as the citizens in society to face our own trauma, to face our own wounding from our own histories, and then to get healing, and then to become leaders in society, which is frankly what I look to veterans to do.
I know that you put a warning about maybe some veterans being triggered by some of these movies. What is it about that warning? What do you think might happen?
Well, you know, it's interesting because all 5 films really, well, Only Solutions actually features some battle footage from Iraq and Afghanistan. So, you know, you do see some explosions. You do see some dead bodies on the ground, American dead bodies. And so that's one aspect. But for me, the deeper aspect really is about veterans going into their own darkness and basically sharing all of their deepest truths. And those sometimes can be extremely painful. But, you know, we take the position that, and this is actually scientifically based, that if you can heal, I mean, if you can view stories of veterans who faced suicide and then made another decision for their lives and turned back toward life and toward wholeness, then you can actually model for others out there who are struggling with some of the same dark issues a path forward for them. So that's the experience that we've had with these films, that veterans have actually historically responded very, very positively to.
You know, it's interesting when I think about Hoop Dreams. You know, we're getting close to 30 years since that came out, and I know it's been called the best documentary of all time. First of all, what's it like still getting that type of platitude, and does it feel like 30 years ago, or does it feel like yesterday?
Well, in a weird way, it feels like both. But you know, it's a so-called evergreen film, which we're very, very lucky to still be making deals with it. You know, distribution deals, getting it on new TV networks, and getting it out through different streaming channels online. So you know, it's very, very exciting and encouraging to see how it keeps inspiring different generations of NBA players. There was a felt. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, no, please conclude.
Well, I was just going to say that there was a guy who played on the Warriors who I used to work out at a downtown Oakland athletic club, and I'd see him on occasion, and he told me that before he entered the NBA, his parents told him, listen, you got to sit down and watch this film because you need to understand you know, what's in store for you, both the good and the bad. So, anyway, it's really exciting to see that it's still providing meaning for all kinds of people.
Was that Juan Toscano-Anderson?
It was not. It was a much older, earlier generation okay. Warriors player whose name, of course, escapes me right now.
Oh, I was just thinking of a guy from Oakland. And then finally, what's it like getting the backing of the military and healthcare professionals and getting all the kind of support that you're getting for this?
Well, it's very, very encouraging. And, you know, we want to give back. I mean, we're a small nonprofit company based in Oakland, warriorfilms.org. And we have a mission to basically do what we can to affect change in three different societal segments. So one is policymakers. So we want people in Washington and people at the VA to understand that, you know, it's important that we not stereotype veterans, that we not throw them into these buckets where we just throw meds at them or pathologize their behavior with that disorder label, PTSD. I hate that word, disorder. They're not disordered. They just have very human experiences about very extreme situations. So that's one group. We want to obviously affect veterans. And if we can stop one veteran from committing suicide, then that's a huge success. And I believe we've already stopped dozens.
That's fantastic. It's called Veterans Journey Home. It's going to be at the Smith Rafael Film Center right there on 4th Street in downtown San Rafael. It's going to begin Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We've been speaking with Frederick Marks. Frederick, fantastic work. Thanks for coming on and talking about it.
My pleasure. Folks, if you can't join the screening, just hit us up at veteransjourneyhome.com, and you can get the films there. Thanks for having me on.